fears of not knowing where to turn. Lennon has found his man in Alan Klein. Blunt-featured and barrel-chested, with a full head of dramatically dark, pomaded hair, Klein doesn't share his client's flair for fashion. He prefers sneakers and sweatshirts to paisleys and Nehru jackets. But while Klein doesn't look like the most powerful and controversial player in the music business, he is in fact a ruthless and brilliant businessman given to bold talk, bolder strategies, and a confrontational style that ranges from brusque to insulting. Klein has been making regular forays to London, selling himself to producers and artists, and battling the business practices of record companies, music publishers, and booking agents when no one else would. He is more interested in results than rules. "Don't talk to me about ethics," Klein says dismissively. "Every man makes his own. It's like a war. You choose your side early, and from then on, you're being shot at. The man you beat is likely to call you unethical. So what?" He is an obsessive chess master who keeps opponents on the back foot with a painstakingly constructed game of seemingly endless litigation, negotiation,